The world has just noted the 13th anniversary of the discovery of AIDS. In the last decade or so, the diagnosis of HIV/AIDS has gone from being an automatic death sentence to a situation where a patient has almost a normal life assisted by drugs which suppress the disease. And in the last 12 months or so, there have been significant advances in developing treatments to prevent the disease, even though there's still no cure. Professor Richard Hayes from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine told me there are good grounds for optimism.
We've really turned the corner, I think, in the last year particularly. We've had three major breakthroughs in HIV prevention. The first was of the first vaginal gel or microbicide to actually show a significant effect on HIV, something like a 40% reduction. So this is not a perfect preventive tool. But leading on from that now, there will be further trials conducted of both of that product called tenofovir gel and other similar products. Secondly, there was a further trial reported a few months later. This time, this was in gay men. The trial was done in several countries in different parts of the world, and it showed that an oral regimen, again, using a combination of antiretroviral drugs, led to a 44% reduction in HIV in those gay men. So that, again, was a major step forward. This is called pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. And then the third breakthrough has come very recently, and this was actually just 3 or 4 weeks ago now. There was a trial called HPTN-052. This was a trial of early treatment for HIV. Normally, you're only started on treatment when your CD4 count, which is a marker of your immune status, has already reached a pretty low level and you're really getting sick. This new trial was looking at whether earlier treatment, when your immune system is still largely intact, would be beneficial both for the individual patient, but even more significantly, whether it would reduce transmission of the virus to partners. And what they found was really exciting, which was there was a 96% reduction in the spread of HIV to the sexual partners of patients who were started on antiretroviral treatment immediately rather than waiting until their CD4 counts had reached a low level.
96% sounds like a huge number to me.
Yes, this certainly cannot be due to chance. In fact, they recorded 28 new infections amongst the partners, and they confirmed that these were genuinely from the HIV-infected partner to that HIV-negative individual. Of those 28, only one of those infections was in someone who was being given immediate HIV treatment.
These advancements in treatment options, does this mean that there's room for complacency then for your average person out in the world, seeing as we're doing so well, as it sounds, at tackling the disease?
Well, there's definitely no grounds for complacency. And in fact, there is no cure for this infection. This remains a lifelong and life-threatening infection. And there are these risks of developing resistance. So even for the individual patient taking these highly active therapies, there is still clearly a substantial risk. But an even more significant problem is that unless we can reduce the number of new infections, we are essentially going to have an ever-increasing number of HIV-infected patients who are going to need to be treated. And that's going to be extremely difficult to sustain in the longer term. So it's really crucial now, even more crucial than before, that we find more effective ways of preventing new infections.
So it sounds as though we're making strides forward in tackling the disease. What would be your main messages that you'd like people to take away here on the 30th anniversary of the first diagnosis?
Firstly, a message of hope. We now have several very promising leads. There are new microbicides being looked at, and we hope that in a few years' time, women may be able to select from one of these products to help to prevent themselves from getting infected. We have different approaches to oral pre-exposure prophylaxis that still need to be investigated. And I think most importantly, we now have this new approach of treatment for prevention. And this is the idea that if we could get more HIV positive patients diagnosed and untreated at a much earlier stage of their infection, that may be good not just for themselves and keeping them healthy for longer, but may have a major effect on cutting transmission and reducing the number of new infections. And, you know, mathematical modelling has shown that if this approach were to be adopted on a wide scale, it could, in the end, eliminate this as a major public health problem. And I think that really must be our future goal.
Richard Hayes, Professor of Epidemiology and International Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.